So now that we've all had a bit of time to think about it, does anyone have any concrete proposals, or do you want to just go through people and start placing them and kind of discuss as we go along?
I don't think there are concrete proposals.
Yep.
You, it's kind of, we should maybe find a method to do stuff. Like, I don't know, choose one parameter. The first parameter to choose people, to choose where to put people. Like, I don't know, maybe permanent staff and non-permanent staff. We know that professor will stay for a long time.
Yeah.
We don't know for the other. So,
yeah, that's true.
Maybe that could be the first parameter to take into account, like, just to
yeah,
have
like
this
comfortable offices.
Yeah, and have this discussion every 2 years.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
That would make sense.
That would make sense for everyone. So
yeah,
we can choose where to put, I would say, the three first one of the list.
Yeah, because Martha's professor, like, is only here half time,
yeah.
So it's sort of a different situation.
Yeah.
The professor at the BFL, but not
yeah.
in Geneva, who just does research in Geneva.
Mm. And maybe the two other senior, Andre and Nancy.
Yeah. Okay,
and
so let's
yeah.
go through that first.
Mm.
So what do you think for Susan and Mackie, for example, the rooms for one person?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be an idea.
For Susan, probably, yeah, because she prefers to have her own office.
Yeah.
Any preferences to which one?
Not really.
Susan, you have her
own. You switch.
And then Maggie, another one?
Yeah.
It's up to them, maybe.
Yeah, it's up to
them.
Yeah,
it's
up to them. I mean, they can
They're
switch.
They're not here,
they
so.
They can switch, I don't
So we need to put Pierre, Andre, and Nancy. Do we want to? The question is now: is do we want to put the three together, or the three completely separate with other people?
I would say not together.
Pierre has students.
Yeah.
Andre and Nancy don't.
Yeah.
Well, does Andre?
Some.
He teaches,
so. Some. Yeah, the few. Less than Jared.
Yeah.
So we have.
Because also, we're going to put people together for projects, and there's no sense to put them together because they'll work on different projects.
Mm. Yeah. I just realized something.
Mm-hmm.
The two people room in the middle, which has only one window.
Yeah.
It's gonna be pretty hard to put two people inside that room.
Because of that feeling,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth that.
What about moving Gisella in there? If she's in there half the time, she can have her desk near the window. And
except
okay, she's not near the mailbox, but...
And near the photographer.
But it may be more sort of practical in terms of working environments for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nicer.
And what about the reading room?
Like, one of the reasons for putting the reading room where
is but you, I mean, I think everybody is supposed to spend more time in their office than in the reading room. So we might think that it's better to have a more comfortable office than a more comfortable reading room. I don't know. It changed the plan of the morning, I'm sorry, but I just realized that stupid architects put only one window. Who built this building? Do we know that?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know. We spent quite some time at the last meeting and to decide this.
I know, but in the last meeting, nobody just took attention at this one window's problem. And I think it is one problem.
Of course, but everybody had the documents before, so you could have studied them.
Yeah,
so
you
I
too. I can say the same to you.
Yeah,
there's
and
that
there's
what if we put the two people that are 50% in that room?
In
the two EPFL people?
Yeah.
That's really welcoming and warming.
But they only care 50%.
Yeah.
Well, let's how we can fill the three-person rooms?
What was that?
Say
it again.
Who we're gonna put in the three-person rooms? I mean, we have now a 2-3-person rooms left, and
you know, the main problem we have the same number of plates and the same number of people now.
So everyone has to go somewhere.
Yeah, and I just noticed that we have these 2-people room.
And
we
also have
with
one
three-person
room with 2 windows.
I don't mind going into this office.
You don't mind, Johanna?
No, Nikos volunteers.
Okay. Nikos, and
who are
you
taking
have
with
to find you have to find somebody agree to come with you. And it's not a question of you, it's a question of windows. Who would you put with you? Let's put a 50%, so
why not?
From the
Yes, let's put
David.
Yeah.
Do you know David?
No.
You will learn to know.
You'll meet him. Okay. So, I'm just going to put a list on here. Can you talk?
So, David and Nikos is done. And we
so, where were we?
Andrei and Nancy.
Maybe we can put Kiret and her 2 PhD students into one room.
Yeah, why not?
How many PhD students do you have?
Well, 2 Marians or...
And me.
Okay,
and
two.
Sarah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm doing a PhD.
Yes,
first in house of Kiret.
Officially.
David, Nikos, Gisela, Maggie, and Susan again. Okay.
So, and could you put the map again?
Yeah.
That might be a good idea to put Gerhard with 2 PhD students,
okay.
Whoever they are.
It would be nice
and different to Yeah, maybe the other one would be more convenient if we're all working on the same project.
It's
so very close by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oops.
So Janet and the 2 Marians.
That won't get confusing.
Yeah, I'd like to have a view to the mountains, but well.
Put me with Marianne and Janet. It's alright. And we put Marianne in front, if you want to be.
Okay.
No, and the room the other.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's an old town view.
Well, that's definitely...
You have to be here, or the other 3-person room.
Yeah,
it's...
Yeah,
it's
the old town is as well.
Is that alright?
Yeah, that's alright.
Is the old town beautiful enough?
She's not that far if she's, like, in this one here.
And that's good, because there are... Gerhard, Marianne, and Nikos, they're on the other side of the corridor, so it's,
yeah. Okay, so Marianne, and who do you want to work with?
Who's left?
Nancy, Martin, Gerhard, no, Gerhard is done. Andrei, Yalina, Maria,
Yalina would be good. And Axelis is working for the same project as well.
Okay, so put to Yalina
with a beautiful laughter.
Yeah. Okay. And we have do you think it's a good idea to put Martin and Andre together since they are working on the same project?
Yeah.
And only when Martin is just 50%.
Yeah. And we might put Martin and Andre and someone else in the 3-person room.
Yeah.
Since it's a 50%, it's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I can go in there because Martin and I are working on sort of the same thing.
Okay.
And that leaves
Maria and Nancy. That's
all?
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
Why? So, what do we think about that?
Okay, why don't we move Maria to this, to where the office I'm supposed to be, and I can go with Nancy?
No, it's not that. It's just you've almost got like a project split, except that you don't, because Nancy and Maggie and I work on Harmonies.
Yeah.
And then Andre, Martin, Maria, and I also work on mine too. And so does Susan. Although, the Susan and
I think
thing
this project
thing
is not a good thing. This project splitting, you know.
Yeah.
Splitting by project.
But then we should split a little MSLT party.
Yeah. No, but
yeah,
if you split by project, you put me in one person room.
All on your own. The room with Martin in it and the two in the room, because he's 50%, so then at least the other two people get.
Could you say that again?
Put Martin in the 3-person room with two windows.
Okay.
Since he's 50%.
Okay. So you just move him or the two groups? You just
either way. Well, I don't know if we're splitting up.
Is this about windows? Or
yeah,
is it
that
about
was my question.
It must be functional.
Yeah.
If you and Martin work on the same project, then.
Yeah, I mean,
with
whom you'd like to work in the same office? I mean, is it important to have someone from the same project, or.
I don't think it's necessarily so important to be in the same office with someone.
Yeah.
If you're working on the same project.
We can Skype each other. Yeah,
yeah, we can Skype. But you're gonna disturb all the people.
Too lazy to get up and walk next
we're
door.
We're gonna disturb all the people by Skyping all the time.
I don't know. Like right now, I share an office with Bruno. We don't work on any projects together.
Except coffee time, and then
yeah,
that's important project too.
But
gossiping
I mean,
and stuff like that.
That's
yeah.
fine. Mm. Like I don't need to be in the same office as someone who works on my own too. Or it's not like
and it's quite funny to hear other
yeah.
activities around you and not always the same stuff.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Especially when it's activity that you don't
understand
or
quiet, yeah. you hear things out of context.
Yeah.
I agree, but the setup is pretty good now. So Bruno is not on MetaSLT and sharing MetaSLT office. I'm not sharing somebody with
yeah.
I work on the same project.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
Yeah. I don't know, you were saying that Marie and Nancy doesn't fit
I just
together and you say
can't really see them sharing an office.
So what
do
you
why.
Say if you change the office, I don't know, and you work with Nancy or
I'll put Andre and Nancy together because they're starting that new project.
Oh yeah.
For example.
And then put Maria with
Martin.
Me and Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that
so
working a bit better.
Yeah, okay, why not? I'm not totally convinced.
Sorry?
I'm not convinced.
No, what's bothering you?
I don't know.
Yeah, what is it now?
By the way, you were saying you didn't want to be in a three-person room.
Yeah.
First of all.
And now you are.
No,
you're changing your mind all the time.
Sometimes
from the beginning, I said the three-person room is quite, I mean, it's a disadvantage.
Yeah. But if you work with the people like you had them, maybe you don't mind.
And, to change a little bit this disadvantage, we put somebody 50% in the three-person room, so we could do the same in the three-person rooms, but there is still this
you
problem.
You and Lucas have the window problem.
Yeah.
Which is why I still think we should put Gisella in that room, because it's...
Well,
she gets the window, the stagiaire, whatever, he's there for 2 months. It's their problem.
Yeah, and a stagiaire is there for work.
Yeah.
not
for enjoying the view.
Exactly. Anyway, it's always foggy in Geneva, so there is no view.
Biarritz is having quite a unadvantaged situation because there are Marianne and Bruno who are having reception hours.
Yeah, but...
But so it's
you
gonna
and
be
Carrot as well, we all have a reception
hours. Yeah, so it's quite a traffic there, I would say.
Yeah.
So what if we switch?
Will there be wireless in the building? I mean, if there are reception hours, so somebody could move to the reading room and have people...
You have to have a computer with wireless.
Isn't this the case? Doesn't everybody have one?
No.
Well, most of us, first of all, have desktop computers.
So...
well,
of course
you
desktop.
Can move between desktop.
Plus, you can't assume that you can just use the reading room for reception hours.
No.
Right, like people are actually using it as a reading
room. But Amos having a room, a calm room for reading, or...
So what... Can we say we're going to move Gisella here?
Yeah. Okay.
And then... I think that gives us a little bit more flexibility to play with moving people around.
Okay, can we say that David...
goes here.
Yeah, instead of...
You were the first one on the list.
Okay,
remove someone else.
No, because I was thinking of we can having these two offices which are near to the lift, keep this office for reception people.
Reception people.
We are Pierrette, the two Marianne and I are receiving and Maggie and Susan are receiving a lot of students.
So what if
so
we move with
the Finnish, for example, if you want.
well, you
have
you also already speak quite well Finnish, so
yeah, so that's
one,
good.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, okay.
Thanks.
Lopeta.
Yes, I will.
I'm just putting Elena into.
Yeah, yeah, but that's nice to have a corner, a student. I mean, a student area.
Student.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. It's easy for them to.
Yeah, to find us,
find
and
people.
It's also quite noisy when you have. This kind of parade of students before the exams. So if you work, and you have this.
So he goes on the other end.
Are you agree with that?
Yeah, no problem with that.
So in the photography, you still. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to put on one from the other side of the photograph.
You just don't photocopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, who does anyway?
Yeah, the people having students.
Yeah.
So maybe you and Bruno should take this office.
No, but it's too far from.
Oh, you have the other.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, if we change the three people, Pierrette, Marianne, David, maybe.
With here?
With here and
yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's
so like that, and then,
you
two.
We have three windows
in
the room with view everywhere.
That's what the plan was.
With the
from the
yeah.
beginning.
My mountains, yes.
Did you get the photocopy noise? Now we're all going to come photocopy just to annoy you.
We
it's not very healthy,
and bathrooms are nearby. Yeah.
Yeah, and. I think that's what happens.
Why did. Was the idea. I just start making full sentences. What about. I was thinking about moving Pierre and Marianne into a two-person office rather than a three-person office.
And then?
But.
And put David.
With Andre and Nancy, for example.
In a two-person office?
No, in a three-person office.
And why?
Yeah.
Because if they have reception. I know, I thought you were saying that Pierrette should have a smaller office. Or be in a smaller office because of reception or something. Or did I just completely misunderstand?
No, no, the reason to put Pierrette and Marianne, and to put Marianne and I together, is because of the noise we make by receiving students. And then the reason to put David in this office is because
he's 50%.
Yeah, it's 50% in a three.
Okay.
Based office. That sounds nice, no?
Yeah, it's so sweet.
And I think we do have the best office.
Yeah, I think too. I'm quite happy with that.
Kind of dictatorship decision, but we are here to make a decision. And Agnes, you're going to sell this to the administrator.
Yeah, I'm going to try, yes.
Yeah, so.
Okay, what arguments do I need? Well, we have
the argument of
students. The group and
students,
yeah.
You can know.
Although you still have Susan and Maggie over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's quite logical to have the, for the professors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One person rooms, I think.
Yeah.
That is sort of a. Well, no, it's not a project. It's weird because it kind of isn't. Because Miriam Martin and I all work on the same project.
Yeah.
And then Andre and Nancy work on the same project. And then
yeah, but we all work on different projects,
yeah.
So we don't. That is a little spread. Oh, it's a printer. And the photography.
Yeah.
Okay.
Suggestion, if possible, we could move me and Jelena to the office where Andre and Nancy are now.
You just want a bigger window.
No, it's just more convenient to kind of closer with my
your
partners and my father.
Okay.
We can Skype, as you said.
No, yeah, that's fine. So, the arguments are student reception in one corner.
So that's a nice reduction.
Yeah. The 50% staff in the three.
And the project, the airport were recruited actually.
Mm-hmm.
Now they are, yeah.
Yeah. And
except for David, we can't do anything about that.
And the two professors, one.
And while Gisela, she's kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
And she's the heart.
Yeah, heart of things.
And since you will need to be an instructor, can we ask for a coffee machine somewhere?
In the reading room, coffee table.
Yeah, or in that hall. I mean, the sixth floor. There's
no coffee machine on the sixth floor.
Oh, it's not a case. Oh, it's.
You mean like a little machine or a vending?
The vending machine.
The little machine, I think, would be harder to sell, but.
As a try. Good coffee.
Oui, with good coffee.
Yeah.
Italian one.
Quite
strong good coffee.
Yeah. And herb tea.
Yeah.
Good strong.
For the afternoon.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Hot tea?
Herb tea.
Oh,
for
herb
the afternoon,
tea.
Yeah. Because with strong coffee I don't sleep.
If you wait
yeah.
If you work late, yeah. And you drink
yeah. And do we know if there will be air conditioning?
Is there actually a smoking area somewhere? Not for
me. Not smoking building.
Yeah, but we okay. We have the terrace still on the sixth floor
There is no terrace on that building.
No.
They'll have to go down.
They have to go down, yeah.
So, no, we're not going to change the plane only for the smoker.
So well, it's ideal for Nancy.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Very close to the lips.
Exactly.
And Susan
and
Maggie
as well.
As well.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
So when exactly are we supposed to move?
Three weeks.
3 weeks. So they've set up everything, wiring, internet, or what's this thing?
As far as I know, yeah. As far as I know, basically, we pack up one day, the movers come, take all our stuff, put it into the right boxes. So that when you get there the next day, all your stuff is already in your office.
Wow.
And all the
that's
IPs and everything is set up. They're trying.
Mm.
So, we'll see. Make sure you label your boxes properly. especially the Marianne's.
My boxes.
Yeah, so they don't
confuse
with the other Marianne's
box.
Yeah.
Can we think of putting a whiteboard somewhere in the hall for general information?
Could be high. That might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, mailing lists, of course, it can be.
But that's not really.
Yeah, but I mean, you have a nice poster of the next conference. You don't put it.
Ah, okay, yeah.
You know,
posters,
it's kind of
okay, that's kind of
a big board.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Along
one of the walls. Yeah.
Or in front of a reading room. Or
yeah.
Well, there are lots of walls.
Okay. So. Along that bottom hallway.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else I need to ask for? Sort out who sits where, because if they're going to plug everything and set everything up.
I think it's everybody's responsibility to family.
Yeah.
Is they prefer to be in front of like the window or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you start doing that and then not happy.
Yeah,
we are all adults, so I think we can
yeah,
speak
no.
And
I just can't remember whether they're actually going to set everything for us or not, but we can change it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you made a copy of that to everybody?
Yeah. Not right now, because I'm not finished. It's the internet. Not very well. Okay. Good. Done.